Staff told the board Tuesday that the district's nutrition guidelines have made a difference in the kinds of snack foods that students are bringing into Racy Stedman Elementary. Lunch lady Cheryl Baldwin pitched the idea of a school-sponsored snack program to the board.
The Wellness Committee put together a really nice policy. They spent lots of time and effort on it. This year, I thank Erica for sending out that what's acceptable snacks and for celebration. Just think it's time that the school steps up. We did in the food service. We took out a bunch of the high-calorie, high-fat items, high-sugar items. So we do set examples.
Baldwin proposed a $10,000 school snack program, with the district picking up half of that cost and parents paying an annual fee of $25 for a student to have snacks of fruits or vegetables each day. Baldwin said that $25 annual fee for parents breaks down to 14 cents a day for a nutritious snack, but she recognized that it could be an issue.
Well, and I know in the past we have asked parents for fees for different things, too. And a parent that has two, three, four kids in the elementary, it can get expensive. But it's less expensive than trying to supply a snack year-round.
Stedman Principal Erica Clute-Painter said healthy snacking is a big issue in the elementary school and said teachers and staff are forced to determine the acceptable kinds of snacks that students bring in.
There's the kid sitting here that's got apple slices and whatever, and then there's the kid next to him who comes in with this big bag of Doritos or whatever. You know, so then you have this whole, it seems like it shouldn't take this much time, and it seems like it shouldn't be this difficult. It's a huge issue. It becomes a huge issue.
Clute Painter said snacking habits at the school have improved.
We've seen a lot of improvement in it, and but I think, you know, for me, I watch a lot of teachers spend a lot of money themselves to ensure that. You know, they buy a lot of fruit, they buy a lot of cheese sticks, they buy a lot of, they do. And that's okay. I mean, that is okay. I mean, if it's really, really important to them, too, and it is.
Board members had mixed reactions to the proposal. Sarah Holmgren said she had heard from parents concerned that this would be a requirement for all kids.
And I thought that was a very valid argument or issue to consider, that you can't, that forcing every child to eat the same thing. I know it's got to be a nightmare for the teachers to have to deal with on a daily basis, but I also don't like the idea of telling a parent, I'm sorry, you cannot feed your child organic food at 10 o'clock every morning because we're going to provide one that's not. And by the way, you have to fork $25 a year out for every kid that's in our school system, too.
The board discussed other ways to fund the program, including private donations or grants. Board President Gene Ellis thought the proposal should be part of the district's budgeting discussion.
Because I think we need to look at some of those big pictures, like how much do we charge parents for which things and what value, you know, and have an opportunity for the public to really put into that. So we might consider doing this on like a one-year basis to see how it goes and then take a real good look at it. And because I think we should be reluctant to put too many fees on the parents, because, you know, for this thing and then for the guitars and then I don't know what all there might be out there. But I would suspect there could be some others. And it's part of the reason I'm looking forward to a more thorough budget process.
Meanwhile, board member Randy Lantine suggested a short-term trial program funded by the district.
I would be curious, Cheryl, if we started a, tried like a pilot program, took our $5,000 we're going to use, run this through for whatever that'll get us, 2 months, 3 months, I don't know, 2 months?
Half a year, hopefully.
Okay, and see what our feedback is. And if we can make this pitch to the, you know, if the kids like it and they go with it, then we can make the pitch to say, hey, we'd like to do this year-round.
The board made no decision about the program but asked staff to gather more feedback on the proposal. In other business, the board accepted the resignation of member Brian Haas effective October 1st. Haas praised his fellow board members and staff.
This is a great group of people in this room. This is exciting. This is neat. There's a nice energy. There's mutual respect. There's consideration. We have accomplished a lot in a relatively short period of time, and we've bulked up the team, and it's just exciting to think about where you guys are going to go. And I hope to be back and part of the community and a part of the the school board in the future at some point.
The district will be advertising the vacant board seat, and the board will meet October 13th to interview candidates and appoint a replacement. That person will serve until the October 2010 election. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.